From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Rusty Nelson reading Fool's Coach by Richard S. Wheeler. Now let's begin with Fool's Coach, Chapter 1. They jumped Aristotle Scrimshaw on a cold November night down in Alder Gulch, just above Virginia City. It was moonless and breezy, or he would have seen or heard them, but he didn't. And the first thing he knew, cold steel jammed into his back and a rough hand clamped over his holstered navy. Two of them, it turned out. Aristotle was not a particularly strong or large man, but years of relentless placer mining had toughened him, and he struggled hard. His elbow caught one of them in the gut, and his fist landed hard on the other's left arm, and then they wrestled him to the earth. The gun in his back was a ruse, and he knew it. They had no intention of killing him. "Hold steady, you son of a bitch," snapped one, "or it's goodbye." Aristotle fell flat on his back. They didn't have his legs pinioned, so he rammed a knee up, caught one of them hard, and Aristotle heard an explosion of breath and smelled rot gut. One of them cracked him then with the butt of a revolver, and Aristotle's brain exploded into shooting stars. They dug into his buffalo hide coat first, pawing at his flannel shirt pocket, and found the letter. "Here she is," said one. They rolled him over and dug into his pockets for his poke, and got that too, yanking the small cowhide pouch from his corduroy breeches. "It's light," said the other, disappointed, "but it don't matter." The one pinning Aristotle's shoulders laughed. "If you tell anyone about this, Scrimshaw, you're dead. We're watching you every minute. And we got big ears everywhere." Then they vanished. The scuff...